thank you so much for all your ideas that are still coming in, but we need more for Scott Mills the musical. The theatre's booked. It's the second week in August at the Edinburgh Festival, and we somehow have to shift 300 tickets a night for three nights. Loads of ideas coming in, loads of plot lines, loads of songs. Thank you so much for all these. Keep them coming in, please. We need ideas off you. This is a team effort. We're all pulling together on this. Scott.Mills
at
BBC. How
could it be a team effort when you didn't even turn up for your own musicals meeting? It's not really a team effort, is it?
That was just one meeting. I'm very much involved in the process.
Yeah, the one that doesn't speak doesn't seem as convinced by that.
It's hard to write your own musical. I wouldn't want to do that. Scott.Mills at bbc.co.uk if you've got any email suggestions. Now, this one is from Becky Wells, who's 15, from West Sussex. Hi, Becky. She says, I've been working really hard on writing a song for your lovely musical. It's based around the ever-popular game Oh, What's Occurring. As you can see, I've included the full score as well as individual parts, plus the karaoke track and lyrics. This means instead of me embarrassing myself with my awful voice on the radio, you and the team can listen to its wonderful tune and sing along to give us a feel of how it should be. I've put a lot of effort into writing this for you, so please have a listen. Let me know what you think. I've put all my knowledge from my GCSE music course into creating it, including variation in dynamics, harmonies and section changes. Thanks very much.
You actually don't know what you're reading out.
No, Becky knows what she's on about. And this is it. This is Oh, What's Occurring, instrumental. No. I've just opened the Oh, What's Occurring vocal page. Look at that. What does it all mean?
Oh, it's a proper... Oh, my word. That's a proper music score, isn't it?
I don't understand. It's all just...
That means we have to actually be able to read music to sing along.
I can't do it, Becky. Also, thanks very much for this, but it does help if you can give us some kind of guide. So if you could sing over the top.
Well, that was the... She has sent the guide, but it's a proper musical score that she sent.
I know. Bit advanced.
Can you read some of the lyrics?
Oh, I found the lyrics. We've each got different parts.
Oh, what's occurring?
Start it from the start again, Scott, and you can sing.
Oh, what's occurring?
I don't think it started yet.
Oh, what's occurring? Can you guess to what they're referring? Oh, what's occurring?
Today.
Today. Okay. Need some work. Thank you very much, Becky.
I think that's really good.
No, I'm impressed, because you've put a lot of work into this,
it's
so thank
properly,
you so much.
Properly written.
I think it was only ruined by your singing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we find out how the words fit with the music?
Would be nice. Now, this one is from Morgan, who's been on from Barry, saying, I've knocked up this tune for you, for the musical. For some reason, it is about you being advised on buying a hat, and then you buy a hat. Maybe this has happened to you at some point in your life. Words can be adjusted if unsuitable. And there is a guitar solo at the end where dancing could happen. Thanks for this, Morgan. Sounds good. Oh, I can imagine this in the musical.
Mr. Mills, he always thrills me. He should put on a trilby to accent his rather undersized head. Or maybe he could try a Stetson to look like a real man. Then he might get some ladies in bed. Which hat will Mr. Scott Mills choose?
And the Scott character is just looking around the hat shop, doesn't know which one to choose. You like it?
I really like the tune. It's an interesting plot line. Not one that had been considered before.
So Mr. Mills, he wears a trilby. Oh, yeah. And his jokes, they really kill me.
Oh, yeah.
But will that hat mess up his hair?
Really good, thank you, Morgan. any other songs you got, send them in.
There's a very camp chorus line in there, yeah.
You can send MP3s to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Might use your song in the musical. This one is from Fraser off of Sunderland, who is one of the team on the unofficial Mills website. This one is to the tune of Akon's Beautiful.
When you see him, you'll get blinded by his white teeth. You wanna find him, he's metal detecting on the heat. Becky and Trappers, no, they don't wanna bother him, cause he's independent and he's got his own mates. They were on Justice.com and we're on at a later date, but he'd lock the gates. Yeah, and when he's in the club, he sees the ball and he's gotta get him some. Yeah, Chopper tries to stop him, but he screams in the chat saying, I'm Scott Mills off Radio 1. Yep. He wants that Pinot, the Pinot Grigio. Can't live without it, no.
Can't live without it.
Oh, I need it so.
That's brilliant, Fraser. Thank you. If we could not have too many more songs about wine, that would be good.
Scott Mills. National. Radio 1.
Craig's been on.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I've been working on this last night. Hope you get to hear it. It's called I'm a Celebrity, and it is the next track to be featured in your musical, Mills. Okay, thank you. Here it is. Oh, it sounds good.
We talked for a while. I endeavoured to smile. Our chemistry, it was stirring. As I try to conceal my thoughts, as my manager talks, Scott says,
oh, what's occurring?
He jokes that we've dated, but I wish that we'd dated. I only saw him once at that gala. We could go for a walk, and we'd laugh, and we'd talk, and we'd finish with a tikka masala.
Okay, good.
I was trying to work out what they were going to rhyme with gala.
I'm a celebrity, and Scott is unknowingly catching me in his spell. If only he could tell. I'm a celebrity. My Scott will never be.
You didn't like that end bit, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, the look in your face then. Who's thanks. Meant to be singing that?
I don't know. It doesn't say who's singing it. But thank you very much, Craig. We'll consider that one.
Zoe Salmon?
Might have to change it a bit, I think.